Oh my God, Canada is in the World Cup. History is made.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
No, no, not Team Canada. The World Cup Final Four are Brazil, Argentina, the Germans, and the Dutch. But the teams that take to the pitch for the semifinals this week will be running, kicking, and passing on Canada grass. That's right, each and every blade of grass on the World Cup's 12 fields, the product of more than a billion ryegrass seeds, was harvested in Manitoba and shipped south. Terry Scott, Vice President for Western Sales at Pick Seed, joins me now. Terry, welcome to The Takeaway and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, so why does the grass for the World Cup come from Manitoba? That seems a little odd to me.
Well, the particular species, perennial ryegrass, it grows very well here in Manitoba. So a couple things we have in southern Manitoba, we have exceptionally productive soil. We have just call it the right climate weather in that, and we have very outstanding, excellent producers because it does require a lot of extra management to produce seed like this.
And what does it do to make the game of football, soccer, that much better to play, more competitive?
Well, what you have in Brazil at this time of year, their soccer pitches are seeded with Bermuda grass, and that is the grass they use through the hot, warmer conditions. At this time of year, the Bermuda grass goes dormant, turns brown, so they want to have something overseeded on that Bermuda grass that grows quickly, grows uniformly, and produces a nice pitch for, in this case, the World Cup. And perennial ryegrass does that.
You could talk grass for like a couple of hours, right, Terry?
I probably could, yes. Yeah. We do sell a lot of different species and varieties.
Now, are they going to send the seed down there to Brazil, or do you actually have a special sod plane that's going to, you know, send squares of sod down to the various World Cup venues?
You know, I have been asked that question before, and of course, the answer is sending seed in the bags down there. I'm not sure if sod would even survive getting down there, but no, it is the actual seed. The perennial ryegrass, once it's put down on the soccer pitches, germinates in about 5 to 7 days. So the seeding of this on the soccer pitches started about the beginning of April and just overseeding it on these pitches over the last several months to give it a nice thick carpet-like appearance, nice and uniform for all the different soccer pitches down there.
So you got a special like pick seed SWAT team right down there in Brazil taking care of all these pitches.
Well, initially we had people down there. When I say initially, several months ago to do some training with the groundskeepers and technicians down there. So we had a training session in March with about 230 people from the, call it the organizing committee in Brazil, and the ones that would actually handle the day-to-day overseeding and maintenance of the perennial ryegrass right through to the end of the FIFA World Cup.
Who got to go down there from Manitoba? Was it Wally and Vern, and who'd you send?
Well, that's a funny thing, too, because I don't get invited down there, and none of our producers get invited down there. It is our own agronomists that go down there, and unfortunately, it isn't me or the people from Manitoba.
The agronomists get all the fun, right?
They get all the glory.
All right, so pick the winner, then, and we got to go.
I picked what I hope is the winner. I shouldn't say hope, but I'm cheering kind of for Germany to win it this year. I think maybe they can squeak it out.
That's Terry Scott's Pick Seed prediction, Vice President for Western Sales at Pick Seed, makers of the grass for the World Cup. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.